I always thought that by the time I was 20, I'd have everything I needed. I would be all set for life, you know? Turns out, I still have no clue what I'm doing. And now, I have to take care of Charlie. So, I gotta strap my boots on, keep working, and get my crap together. I've quit the firm. Didn't I write you about that? Really, I was sure I had written. Oh, it was about 4 or 5 months ago. A few weeks after Maggie died. No, I've withdrawn completely. I still hold my interests, such as it is, but I can't focus on a case anymore. Not the way I used to. There's just a whirlwind of stuff happening. Sir, I need you to understand that we have a lovely community here. Generations of families have come here looking for a better life. Taking all of that away? It just doesn't sit right with me. And the law would agree. You have to listen to the people, and then you can make your decision.
Dude, I can't wait for Friday. It's gonna be the biggest party of the year. You're coming, right? Nah, you gotta pull up. Literally everybody is gonna be there. Bro, I'm gonna try to talk to Sophia. And I don't know what'll happen, but maybe we could find a spare room and explore each other a bit, you know what I'm saying? Aw, oh, Smirnoff's and Callie? Shit, man, we are gonna get so crossed.
Oh, hi, is Margaret there? Her bag's here. Kinda weird, she never really leaves without all her stuff. Oh no, she can drop by whenever. I'll just be here, trying to fix the darn thing. Yeah, the washer's still giving me trouble. I'll be here with an open pop when she arrives.